The evil in the world will not stop until the money printing stops. And the money printing is what keeps evil regimes alive and viable. Because it's a rigged system. They can always print more money to fund their evil endeavors. They can always print money to become bigger and more powerful, to expand the size of authoritarian regimes that systematically take away your power. They can fund their own false flag operations. They can fund media disinformation propaganda campaigns, and they do. They can fund everything necessary to carry out a biological weapons depopulation attack, which they did during COVID. They even funded the CDC to push pro-vaccine propaganda through influencers, TV show scripts, and comedian stand-up routines. I repeat, as long as the money printing continues, evil will continue. And the only way to stop this evil is to withdraw our consent from the money printing masters that want to enslave us. Withdraw our consent by refusing to add demand to their fiat currency dollars or euros or whatever the system is. Every time that you deposit money in a bank, you create demand for evil. You create demand for the dollars. You create demand for the money printing that funds the evil. Every time you buy a treasury, in essence, you are supporting the demand for dollars, or dollars as debt in that case, that supports evil. Every time you buy a municipal bond, you're supporting evil. Every time that you pay in dollars, even though it's difficult to avoid this currently, you are in essence adding legitimacy to a system of currency evil. And so withdrawing our consent from that system is the only way to reestablish truth, liberty, freedom, personal sovereignty, and real justice in our world. So how do we do that? Well, the answer is increasingly clear. We choose a parallel money system. Now, I'm about to launch a new docuseries that's free to watch, by the way. It's called The Power of Private Money. And you'll be able to register for it soon to watch it for free at brightu.com. And that's the word bright and the letter U, like Brighton University, brightu.com. And this airs beginning June 24th. And across 7 episodes, myself and my content partner for this, Uncle V for Victory, we cover the importance of private digital money for creating freedom and truth in our world. Now, these points have really struck home with me lately, watching things like the debt ceiling debate, if you could even call it debate, because the Uniparty, both the Democrats and the Republicans, decided to vastly increase the debt ceiling and print trillions of dollars more in order to fund the corrupt regime that, you know, astonishingly, the Republicans say they want smaller government, but they always vote for bigger government. No one will ever reel in the spending. It will never happen. The debt crisis will never be solved. It will simply collapse. It will collapse. And it will collapse into not what is known as a jubilee, which is a debt forgiveness, but rather what I call the screwbilly, which is screwing all the people out of the dollars they have earned and saved. They will be screwed into oblivion because all the value of their dollars will be stolen from them with a currency collapse, which is engineered by the very same system that prints money and will attempt to print it again, a new currency. They will just repeat the scam for a few more generations if they can get away with it. If we choose to live a life of liberty, in control of our own assets, and to stop funding evil, we must withdraw our money from the fiat currency system entirely. We must reject the fiat currency banks, reject the government currencies, the government controls, the withdrawal limits that they place upon you. We must reject all that. And how do you do that? Well, the answer is already right there. There's a parallel system that's already been built. It's a system of cryptocurrency. It's digital money. The best known crypto is Bitcoin. And Bitcoin serves a unique role in the world in the fact that it can't be counterfeited by governments. Governments can't print trillions of dollars in Bitcoin. It doesn't work that way. No government can control it. It's the first time there's been a global monetary system that's borderless that no government could easily manipulate. Now, Bitcoin is the first rendition, in essence, of cryptocurrency, and it's not private. The blockchain is public. It's visible. It's transparent. All the transactions on it are public amounts, public wallet IDs. And so after Bitcoin, there are now privacy coins, coins that protect the privacy of the people who hold them and the people who use them. And those coins include Monero and a relatively new one called Epic Cash. And I've spent the last several months exploring these privacy coins, testing them, mining with them, acquiring them, finding out how difficult or easy they are to acquire, crashing wallets, rebuilding wallets, exchanging them, using online exchanges, using non-centralized exchanges, you know, blockchain swaps, essentially. And what I've come to find is that these are actually better than Bitcoin in many ways. They're faster, they're cheaper, and they're fully private. And so while Bitcoin is an off-ramp from the fiat currency system, it's only a partial solution, although it's a very important solution. It's kind of like the global digital reserve currency that's decentralized. Bitcoin's universal in the crypto space. It's relatively easy to acquire and easy to sell, but it's very expensive in terms of transactions. So it's not something that people would use day to day to buy small things. People tend to buy it and hold it. And that's why it's called digital gold, which I disagree with that assessment. It's not digital gold. It's just digital money. And it's kind of like it's become the world reserve currency of digital money. But privacy coins give you that privacy. It's kind of like having a wallet that nobody knows you have. Having a wallet that no one can confiscate. They can't steal it from you. They can't take it. They can't track it. They can't surveil it or see it. They can't trace back what you did with it. And as a result, since you can just store it in your head, just by memorizing the seed word phrases that really are the wallet, you can recreate that wallet anywhere at any time, making it perfectly portable. No one can take it from you because they can't extract memories from your mind. It's not possible under current technology. So there's a system right now where you can off-ramp from the fiat currency slave system, which is a trap, and you can shift into the world of honest digital money. I mean, that's, in essence, that's what Bitcoin is. It's honest digital money. And honest private digital money would be things like Epic or Monero or other coins that have privacy features. Honest digital money using a ledger that no government can screw with. And they can't create more coinage. And they can't just print into oblivion and print themselves money in order to outspend you who had to earn your money. And when governments are denied the power to keep printing money, well, then they can't keep starting wars. They can't keep pushing propaganda. They can't keep buying off elections. They can't keep expanding themselves to the point of authoritarian rule where they're throwing innocent people in prison, like innocent J6, now political prisoner John Strand, who was actually a model. And he was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison. He did nothing violent. He destroyed no property. He did nothing on January 6th other than peacefully seek redress from his government. And they sentenced him to 2 years and 8 months in prison. Well, what funds that system? Money printing. Money printing funds the tyranny. Money printing is the source of evil. The central banks control the stock market. They control government. They control big pharma indirectly. And they are behind the global depopulation effort that is currently exterminating billions of human beings, that's their goal, across the planet, using biological weapons that were developed by the Department of Defense, which was funded by printed money. So to the extent that any of us continue to give our consent to fiat currency, we are in essence consenting to supporting evil. And I know it's hard. I mean, I still have to buy groceries in fiat, but I don't have to save in fiat. You know, I'm still going to have to tip waiters in fiat for now, but I hope soon I can tip them in cryptocurrency. And I don't have to save my money in a system rooted in evil, deception, and fraud, which is the fiat currency system. I choose a more honest system, a decentralized system. And that system, believe it or not, although I wouldn't have said this 3 years ago, that system is found in the ecosystem of cryptocurrency. It runs on math. It can't be cheated. I mean, I know there are rug pulls and there are pumps and dumps, so stay away from the crap coins. Stay away from the stupid stuff. There's a lot of stupid stuff out there. I'm not denying that. I mean, FTX, Sam Bankman fraud, all of that. But the coins that are the leaders here, that are here to stay, the coins that have privacy built in, these coins, these represent the future of money for free humanity. And to the extent that we wish to be free and to control our own futures, we must recognize that this is where the answers will be found, not in governments, not in central banks, not in fiat currency backed by nothing, but rather in honest digital currencies that we can move and receive and send without asking for permission. So much more yet to come. You can check out my docuseries coming up soon. Again, it's called The Power of Private Money. You can register and watch it for free. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger. Take care.